What if you as a leader are creating the very things that frustrate you the most? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's talk about creating your own misery through some of the actions that you do as a leader. I'm going to focus on three top things that leaders find frustrating in their work groups that actually can be linked back to what you as the leader may be doing or not doing. One key objective that leaders tell us about is that they want their employees to take ownership and be more accountable. That sounds reasonable. We want our workers to own up to their mistakes and their successes and make sure that they take ownership over the job in terms of getting the work done that needs to get done in a given day. So what is it that you as a leader do that either adds to that ownership and accountability or maybe detracts from it? Well, I think, for example, if you only piecemeal out little tasks to people without explaining the bigger picture and what outcomes you're looking for, then you're really asking for them to keep checking in with you instead of taking responsibility and ownership. The other thing is, when problems do arise, you might want to put it back on them. Hey, what do you think you could do to get this back on track? Can you get this fixed for us by the end of the day? That way, the ownership and responsibility stays with the worker and doesn't get transferred to you as the leader. Anytime you're micromanaging, you're really starting to strip away the things that cause people to own the work from start to finish. The second big frustration that leaders express that they might be causing for themselves is employees who don't think for themselves or answer more of their own questions independently. This one is kind of similar to the accountability and ownership issue. Employees will often come up to their leader and say, hey, what do you think I should do about this? Or we've run out of this product, or there seems to be a quality issue with the product. What should I do? And of course, it's very tempting for you to go, well, I'm glad you asked. Let me impart on you some of my wisdom and experience. And certainly, if they're asking you really tough questions that do require your level of experience and expertise, of course you're going to deliver those answers. But otherwise, my suggestion is try to get people to think through things more on their own. So ask them, what do you think you should do? What do you think you should try? And if they come up with an answer you don't like, simply say, what else do you think you could try or do to help solve this issue? By being less eager to dispense answers so quickly, you as the leader can get people to be more independent and only come to you for the things that they really need help on. And of course, that depends on the level of experience that they have. So if you have a lot of new workers, you're going to be answering a lot more questions than you will of more seasoned workers. But remember, every interaction you have with your team is them doing something or asking you something and you dispensing an answer. So change yourself first. The third complaint that you might be causing for yourself is people who don't seem to be working as a team. Sometimes a group of employees act very individualistic and they don't seem to pull together to get the work done. That might mean that they don't flow to the work. So if one's slower, they don't help out somebody who's a bit busier. Anything where they're not pulling together. So how do you cause this potentially as the leader? Well, as a leader, you either create or detract from teamwork based on a few things. One would be, how much do you keep the team informed as to what's going on? A team that's kind of left in the dark won't tend to gel together. Instead, they're kind of acting as they're all free agents. So when you can communicate to them and keep them in the loop, it's more likely that they'll behave as a team. Having a goal can also help as a team. So if the team understands, here's what we've got to pull together and deliver today, then the team can kind of, again, work on that together. The other thing a team needs is a leader that doesn't play favorites. So the challenge for many leaders is they have favorites, and that means that they give certain assignments to certain people who they know or think can deliver the results. And then you get a little bit of us and them inside the organization or the work group. So as the leader, you want to diminish playing favorites by trying to assign work tasks in a more equitable fashion and challenging different people to step up at different times. In the end, you'll have a better bench strength by doing that. So those are just three examples of things that you might be causing as a leader that cause you the frustrations. So one of the places to start whenever you have these kinds of frustrations or issues is to look in the mirror. What is it that I'm doing as the leader that might be contributing to my own misery? Once you've looked at that, you may decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes and skill sets. And of course, you can do that through our on-site live in-person training or our virtual live training from our virtual training studio where we come in remotely and teach you and others those leadership skills. And then we also offer a number of on-demand products. All of that starts with a conversation and an investigation at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, remember to link up with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter, where we publish a lot of information. And of course, our podcast that's also available on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play. No matter how you access our information, our mission is to help you be the most effective leader that you can be.